now give the floor to the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Mr. President, I am obliged to take the floor in exercise of the right of reply. The Foreign Minister of the United Arab Emirates, in his address to the General Assembly on Saturday, reported a number of baseless and absurd fabrication against my government. The same threaded accusations have been also leveled by the same and other UAE officials on some other occasions, but no effort has been ever made to substantiate them or provide any proof to support them. They are flatly wrong in their thinking that repetition may make a claim credible. Conversely, repetition makes baseless claims tedious and repulsive. It is absurd and hypocritical for the officials of a country whose jet fighters are bombing innocent civilians in Yemen to accuse Iran of interfering into domestic affairs of other countries. It is also farcical to witness a regime who, along with some other accomplices, have been exporting a host of extremist takfiri ideologies for decades and funding and arming terrorists in Iraq and Syria and in many other places, just to take the floor in the UN to accuse Iran of trying to destabilize the region. This Emirati official once again assaulted Iran's territorial integrity by repeating a baseless claim to Iran's three islands in the Persian Gulf. We have always rejected this falsehood and reiterated that these islands have and continue to be part of Iranian territory, and no claim, no matter how many times repeated, won't be able to dent it in any way and undermine our resolve to refute such claim. Moreover, taking the Emirati and the Israeli representatives' interventions in the assembly together, we may understand better the line in the Israeli statement when he talked of increasing understanding between the Israeli regime and some regimes in the region. In that light, we can understand that the focus of the UAE statement on Iran and Iran's three islands is not a pure coincidence. A review of these two statements clearly shows that how their two respective regimes are coming together and how the UAE and a few of its partners in the Persian Gulf are now coalescing with the Israelis, a coalition that could only tantamount to betraying the Palestinian people. The UAE official also referred to the JCPOA, or as he put it, the so-called nuclear agreement. We know that UAE and some of its partners in the Persian Gulf region did whatever in their power to impede the road to this deal to no avail. And we know that after the fruition of the JCPOA, they escalated their provocations against Iran to compensate for the detent that the deal brought about. It is unfortunate that our efforts to reduce tension in the region is not reciprocated by them, and they continue to incite more tension in the region. Allow me, Mr. President, to refer also briefly to the statement by the Foreign Minister of Bahrain. He also repeated the false claim of the so-called Iran's intervention into Bahrain's domestic affairs, which is an obvious lie. Suffice it just to remind him the report of Bahrain Independent Commission of Inquiry set up by the Bahraini government and the report of the commission known as Basyumi Report, which reads in part, and I quote, "The evidence presented to the commission by the government of Bahrain on the involvement by Iran in the internal affairs of Bahrain does not establish a discernible does not establish a discernible link between a specific incident that occurred in Bahrain and Iran. End of quote. He also referred at length to the MENA disaster in September 2015 and leveled criticism against Iran that we reject. On this incident, while the precious lives of around 500 Iranian pilgrims were perished in this disaster, we rightly expected from the Saudi to adopt a responsible approach that has never been the case up to now. We note with concern that any findings from the local investigations on the tragedy, if any, is yet to be released. Our legitimate request for a thorough, transparent, and independent investigation on the causes of this tragedy through a committee in which the representatives of the affected countries could participate has so far fallen on deaf ears. We note that the flawed management of the Hajj pilgrimage has caused numerous deadly accidents. Thus, we believe that effective actions should be taken to redress the situation. A few speakers also used some false and incorrect terms to denote the Persian Gulf. We remind them that traditional term Persian Gulf has been the correct appellation for this body of water from around 500 years before the Christ and will remain so forever. It is a standardized geographical term recognized by the international community, including the United Nations, and should not be tinkered with due to political projects and daily wishes of this or that ruler. Last but not least, we have always endeavored toward removal of tension in our region and developing friendly and good neighborly relations with our neighbors, including those in the Persian Gulf. We once more reiterate our interest in and call for dialogue with a view to dispelling misunderstandings and restoring friendly relations that our peoples mostly enjoyed throughout history. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.